Is that right?
Moldova. Yeah. Well, so yeah, he interesting story, because I kind of joked with Coach Ford when we were talking to him about it. It was Coach Shaq,
yeah,
who coaches him. I said, well, I guess Moldova must be like this really key place to get hammer throwers. I mean, I was just kind of joking about it. He said, well, as a matter of fact, in the track and field world, people do know about Moldova because his coach, his children have both made the Olympics in the hammer throw for Moldova, and he was an Olympian himself for Russia.
You're listening to The John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Yes, Moldova is a capital for hammer throwing,
yeah,
in the world.
How about that?
Now, from the Allen Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Thursday. Welcome to all our Moldovan listeners. A lot of Moldova talk there with Jerry Hill, our guest yesterday, the Baylor insider, talking track and field. Baylor with the 14 who have qualified for the NCAA Outdoor Championships beginning Wednesday at Tracktown, USA in Eugene, Oregon. Welcome in. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Aaron, some would say a throwback Thursday. I'm gonna say that, a throwback Thursday. Jay Jeffrey will join us in a few minutes, a former Baylor quarterback, all-conference quarterback, and Jay has been selected for the Southwest Conference Hall of Honor, or Hall of Fame, a tremendous achievement and an honor for Jay Jeffrey, very deserving. We'll talk to him about all of that. Jay, a great quarterback during his time at Baylor, and an all-around great guy as well. So we'll have fun visiting and reminiscing a bit with Jay Jeffrey coming up in a few minutes.
Just led the Bears to a conference championship, that's all.
That's all he did, 1980. That's
exactly right. And the Cotton Bowl appearance.
There was a stretch there where a quarterback named Jeffrey led the Bears to the Cotton Bowl and conference championships. Jay's brother Neil did so, the 1974 team, and then Jay came in, transferred here from Missouri, and then Jay did it in 1980.
Yeah, I was just reading that earlier. I didn't know he was a transfer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't a lot of that back in the day. And he was told, you know, hey, you got to earn it when you come here. He did.
He absolutely did. And we'll talk to him about it, but there was...
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
yeah. There was a glut of quarterbacks when Jay got here.
Yeah.
I'm serious. There were a glut of quarterbacks. And Jay will probably tell us he was third or fourth on the list and worked his way up to being the starter and an all-conference quarterback.
Nice.
Yep.
Worked out great for him and for Baylor.
And for Baylor, for sure. So look forward to that, visiting with Jay Jeffrey coming up in a bit. All right, other items of note, the Women's College World Series Championship Series began last night. Texas, a 2-1 win over Texas Tech in the first game in the best-of-three series. They'll play again tonight. Tech has to win to force a deciding third game tomorrow. Aaron, if Texas wins tonight, they win their first ever Women's College World Series National Championship. But what an odd play that led to the winning runs last night with Reese Atwood at the plate for UT.
Yeah, they were just trying to intentionally walk her, and one went right over the plate, and you're like, well, okay, you know, that I guess that happens. And then the next one was high and outside, and I think that there was the third pitch right over the middle again. She just stroked it out into right field, and that was the game. Not at that moment, but that gave them the winning number.
2-1 lead, yeah.
Yep.
Really strange in that it was an intentional walk. I mean, they were setting up, the catcher was setting up to intentionally walk her, and the pitches came in, and Reese Atwood took advantage. I was reminded one time way, way back, they were going to intentionally walk Johnny Bench, and it didn't happen like this, but maybe the pitch wasn't outside far enough. He just kind of reached. He was standing there, and he was ready, and he just kind of reached his bat out and poked the ball into right field and had a hit when they were intentionally walking him.
This is the biggest hit on an attempted intentional walk since Kelly Leak had that big one against the Yankees back in 1978. I missed that movie. I haven't.
Yeah, that's funny.
Probably been at least 15 years since I've seen the original Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been about that long since I watched the second one, which I didn't like.
Yeah, very good. So that was game one of the best of three Women's College World Series Championship Series. Game two comes up tonight. Tech has to win or the season comes to an end. 7 o'clock on ESPN coming up this evening. We mentioned this several times. The NBA Finals begin tonight. It is Oklahoma City and Indiana. Baylor has a guy on both sides. So somebody from Baylor is going to get a ring. They're going to have an NBA championship at the end of this series.
Yeah, and it's nothing against either of the two, but I hope it's Ray J.
I hear you. Ray J. Dennis is a backup guard for the Pacers.
And I know that there is not only like he's from Waco. Williams on the other team.
Kenrich Williams, right.
I'm rooting for his career and him to do great, but I want the Pacers to win.
You're pulling for the Pacers.
Yeah.
Who are pretty big underdogs, right?
Yeah.
Last I heard.
They start out 7-1, then a bunch of money piled on them, rightfully so. That's a ridiculous line. But it only got that high because everyone starting off was betting OKC.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I plus 700 yesterday afternoon, I was like, that's not going to stay anywhere close to that. And it hadn't. It's about half now, I think.
Gotcha. Adam Flagler is on the Thunder team. So Baylor's got a guy on each side. And as Aaron mentioned, Kenrich Williams at a University High School in TCU. Mm-hmm. He's a member of the OKC Thunder also. So here's trivia, and let's give credit to the Baylor Brew. Do you look at that daily newsletter email on Baylor
Most days,
Athletics?
Yeah.
So I give credit to them on this. Baylor's had three products win NBA titles. Two different guys, three NBA titles. Do you know who they are? Did you see it?
No.
Can you guess? You have any idea? It's tough. It hadn't happened, and it hadn't happened since 1989 and 1990.
Yeah, I'm going to need a little help.
All right. It was Vinnie Johnson with the Pistons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Won it back-to-back years, 89 and 90. The Microwave was a key member of those teams. And Michael Williams was on that 89 Pistons team also.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
I forgot he was on the team.
Right. I think of Michael most with the
Hornets.
Timberwolves is what I remember
most.
Oh, really? Maybe he did. But he moved around a little bit.
Yeah, no, he was definitely well-traveled in the NBA. Absolutely.
So those are the guys, two of them, that have won NBA titles, Baylor products. A couple of others, and again, give credit to the Baylor Brew, the daily email, and this was their trivia question today. A couple of them have played for NBA championships and lost in the finals. Terry Teagle with the Lakers in 91, and the one most recent, David Wesley in the 07 Finals playing for the Cavs, and they lost in the championship.
Yeah, you were talking about Michael Williams. Yeah, he spent most of his career. He started off with the Pistons, like you said, and won a championship in his first 2 years in the NBA. Bounced around a little bit, but he spent 92 to 98 with the Timberwolves. One year in Phoenix, 1 year in Charlotte, 1 year in Indiana. Then after Minnesota, one final year with the Raptors. But he was a Timberwolf. I don't know why I remember him in that Charlotte. Well, I do because it was that light blue with the Hornet on it.
Yeah,
like it's pretty iconic. So many people back then had that Hornet starter jacket for some reason. even though they weren't fans of the team.
Michael at one point had an NBA record made. I think it was 98 straight free throws.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still has that or not. So there's some NBA trivia going into the finals coming up tonight. Pacers and OKC. All right. One other note to mention, NCAA baseball, super regionals, they begin tomorrow, four games tomorrow, four games on Saturday. Big 12 has two teams in action. Arizona plays tomorrow, and West Virginia plays on Saturday. Arizona's headed to where? UCLA, is that right, for Arizona baseball? And then West Virginia's headed to Baton Rouge. They'll play LSU. A best of three super regional series there. Those begin for Arizona tomorrow, for West Virginia on Saturday. And one other note, our man Max Muncy, the Baylor grad, he's on a hot streak. Watch out. Max can get really, really hot, and he's doing that right now. Over the last week, hitting .409, 9 of 22, 6 home runs in the past week, 14 RBIs, 500 on base percentage. Max Muncy is most definitely heating up.
Yeah, he's been incredible the last week. Like he hadn't, you can't get a strike by him right now.
So fun to watch when Max gets hot, and we're pulling for he and the Dodgers. All right, take a break. When we come back, as promised, headed into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. It's Jay Jeffrey, and he'll join us in studio when we come back. Glad you're with us on a Thursday in the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Is your current garage door opener damaged or not working like it did when it was new? Precision Garage Door Service offers a wide variety of new garage door openers to choose from, including LiftMaster remote openers. They install openers that you can rely on, have various features, and they back them up with excellent warranty. Schedule an appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com. They will be happy to look at your garage door problems. Precision Garage Door Service, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco.
On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine Diamond and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
Flinging a green and gold worldwide on the web at SyntexSportsFan.com.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Alan Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Alan Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Since 1952, Graholski Sausage has produced quality homemade smoked meat products and custom processing services. Graholski Sausage is known for their hardwood smoked Polish sausage, but they also carry a variety of smoked meat products, ready-to-eat meats, and hand-cut USDA beef and pork. They also offer custom deer processing using the same craftsmanship that started three generations ago. Family-owned and operated, remember Graholski Sausage, 116 South Main Street in Bremon, and at GraholskiSausage.com.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive. Check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
When storms come and your roof gets damaged, who are you going to call? Call Tanner Roofing today. Family owned and operated since 1956, they specialize in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton. Offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. Call Tanner Roofing today for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial. Tanner Roofing, the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
It's a Throwback Thursday on the J-Mo Radio Show on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas. Now, from the Allen Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
And welcome back on a Throwback Thursday. This is fun as we welcome in former Baylor quarterback headed into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. Jay Jeffrey is with us today. Jay, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks for being on with us. Cozy up to that mic right there. There you go. But thanks for coming in, and congratulations to you. What a great honor.
It's an unexpected honor, and it is an honor. And the way I look at it, it's very much a team honor. So it's an honor for our 1980 championship team is what it is. And so because of that, you know, being the quarterback and being my brother Neil, the 74 championship team, and then the fact that we're going in together is a pretty special deal.
How about that? Both of you guys, I mean, every other school I think has one inductee. Baylor has two, and it's you guys.
That's right. And I think they had to actually call and get permission to do it.
Oh, really?
And, they were okayed because they thought it was a pretty neat deal, the brothers going in. So I think it's great.
It's very nice.
It's a very special, unexpected honor for sure.
August 5th is the induction banquet at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame luncheon here in Waco. So really looking forward to that. When you think back on, let's go back to even your time before Baylor. Aaron said he was surprised to find out you didn't come here originally, even though your dad was here and you had a lot of Baylor in your background. But you went to Missouri first out of high school.
I did. I grew up in Overland Park, Kansas, and was very heavily recruited in the Big Eight at the time.
Right.
Missouri, KU, K-State, and those are all kind of the schools Kansas City kids went to. And Missouri wanted me to play two sports, so it just was a natural fit, and Baylor had a couple of quarterbacks in-house, highly recruited kids that I didn't feel like I'd get the shot I'd get. And so I went up there as backup quarterback for 2 years to a guy named Phil Bradley.
I know Phil Bradley.
Phil was great, and we were good friends, and he eventually played baseball and went to Seattle Mariners, made the All-Star team 1 year. So that's who I played behind 2 years, and then I decided to transfer to Baylor.
Yeah. Was part of it originally that you wanted to play two sports? You wanted to play football and baseball?
I did. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And it's not that Baylor was against it. They just didn't talk about it much.
I got you.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So you finally see the light. You're coming to Baylor.
That's right.
Kind of written in the stars, but what was that like when you finally came to that decision?
When I made the decision that I was going to transfer from Missouri, and the reason I did, I felt like I'd beaten Phil out twice. And then went with him both time. And then after his sophomore year, he was second team All Big 12 quarterback. And so it was pretty clear that I wasn't going to be given the opportunity. So you had to sit out a year back then. It was a pretty big decision. So when I made the decision to transfer, I was looking at all the different places to go and talked to Coach Taft. And Coach Taft said, Jay, when you get here, you'll be the sixth quarterback.
Wow, and sixth.
And I said, I don't have any problem with that. All I want is your word that after I beat everybody out, that I'll start, and because I'm going to beat everybody out. and he said, I give you my word.
Wow.
So and somebody's word means a lot. And Grant Taft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeps his word.
Yeah. He says it is gospel.
That's right.
You were six deep on the quarterback.
Six deep. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. How about that? You don't lack for confidence. You had enough. You had enough confidence in your ability to come in and compete, and you thought you would compete well and earn the starting job.
Absolutely. And you know the fact that you know at Missouri I was behind Pete Woods, who was an All-American, and Phil Bradley, and I felt like I was better than both of them. And so I had played at that level and did play some. So I knew I could do it down at Baylor as well. So, you know.
So what was that like, the competition with that many quarterbacks? That's a lot. I mean, like now, you know, I would think we're two or three deep at quarterback. But you guys, what was that like moving up the pecking order?
Well, the first spring, we started with six quarterbacks. And then they moved Vic Vines and Scott Smith, the defensive back, pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so that took it down to four. And then it was Mike Brandon, me, and a kid named Jerry Deller that went down and started at Lamar, and Greg Wood. And so, and then Greg ended up not coming back. So it really came down to between me and Mike Brandon. And Mike started for a couple years.
Yeah.
And he had a great freshman year, actually. Took him to, I think it was MVP of the Peach Bowl the year I was ineligible.
Right.
So really good quarterbacks. But, it worked out.
It worked out well for everybody because Scott ended up being a great defensive
back.
Vic was a great defensive
back.
Was Van not in that mix? Was he not a quarterback also?
He was coming out of high school.
Yeah.
They moved him before I got there.
I got
you. Because we were the same age.
Okay.
That's
so he was already not on the quarterback list.
Yeah, he was already hitting people late from the secondary by the time I got here.
You got that right. Talking about Van McElroy, that is exactly right. Yeah. But just the way that they had just stockpiled, you know, quarterbacks.
Well, Grant Taft had an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah.
He figured who's the best athlete at most schools, and generally it's quarterback. And so he said, I'm going to recruit a bunch of quarterbacks, and we're going to find positions for them to play. Mm. And we had quarterbacks at receiver, defensive back, running back, everywhere.
That's really
good. And, I mean, when you look at Alfred Anderson, you know, I mean, you just go down, Rusty Parker, Van McElroy, they're all quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So Tommy Davidson, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
you go
that's
down.
True. Yeah. That's very good. Great approach and paid a lot of dividends. That 80 team, that 80 season to Baylor fans is something that we all remember very fondly. But y'all were so good across the board, offensively and defensively.
Absolutely. We were loaded on both offense and defense, and we knew it going in. We'd had that good year, the year I was ineligible in 79. We're very competitive, won the Peach Bowl. But coming back in this spring was just so competitive, and we knew we were going to be good. There was no doubt in our mind we were going to be really hard to beat. And we were.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but our defense was just loaded. Our offense was loaded. I mean, you look at the number of guys that played in the NFL, it's shocking off that team.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Walter Abercrombie, one of the great college running backs, and Dennis Gentry on the offensive side. We had first team All-American and Frank Ditta. And you can go through and talk about all our receivers that played in the NFL with Radar Holt and Mike Fisher. But in our defense, Mike Singletary, one of the great linebackers in the history of college football and the NFL.
Right.
Van McElroy, just unbelievable. But there were so many great players.
Led the Southwest Conference in total offense and total defense. Now, think about that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then your whole backfield, you at quarterback, Walter and Dennis, first team All-Southwest Conference.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was huge, and I think it was deserved because our offense was hard to stop.
Yeah.
Running that split veer.
Won the league by three games. At that point, that had never been done before, so really ran away with it. I won't ask about San Jose State. We'll just skip right over that.
Just one of those things.
One of those days. But what a great season and a great memory, that 1980 season that culminated with a conference championship and a spot in the Cotton Bowl. I think I know the answer to this. You probably have a real fondness for the Southwest Conference, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and what a great history. And when you look at the schools, I mean, I don't even know a lot of the kids today even know who was in it.
Yeah, true.
But the fact, all the Texas schools in Arkansas, I mean, that's, you talk about national powerhouses, all of them back in the day. So, and SMU was just a powerhouse.
Right.
You know, when we were playing in Texas and A&M and so, absolutely.
Everybody was so strong. And it was so close. I mean, it was all in the state of Texas except for Arkansas. So you knew everybody, you know. You played against a lot of them in high school, and then you played against them with your school in the Southwest Conference.
And in the 1980 season, which is interesting, we did not spend the night that entire season.
Is that right?
No, away. We played every game. We would just drive game day because we didn't play Arkansas.
So
everybody else we
that.
Played all year, we didn't spend the night anywhere.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that's wild.
And I think there's an advantage to that.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen today.
No.
Nothing close
no.
to that. Speaking of SMU, how about that SMU game and the comeback against the Ponies in 1980?
That was really a game changer for the season because when we went down 21-0, we went down 21 points when I threw a pick six I read a blitz, and radar runs down the field. He's wide open, and of course, because they're blitzing, it's the cornerback has man, but he didn't run with radar. Mm. He came up, and I threw a hitch, and I was just trying to avoid the strong safety who was jumping, trying to block the pass because he was blitzing. And he picked it off and took it back to the house. It was 21-0. That was the last play of the first quarter.
Wow.
We come out, we run three plays, and it's 4th and 1 from our own 29.
Mm.
And we're behind 21-0 to SMU. Oh. We're ranked 6th. I think they were ranked 5th at the time. And Coach Taft goes for it on 4th and 1.
Wow, from your own 29.
From our own 29, 4th down, we're down 21-0. And Walter, of course, goes over the top and get it. And we go down and score, and then we score right before half, and it's 21-14 at half.
Back in it.
Back in it. And then they score at the early in the second half to make it 28-14. And then we come back and end up winning 32-28. It was truly one of the great games in the Southwest Conference history.
Oh, yeah, very much so. 32-28. It was, for the longest time, the biggest comeback in Baylor football history, coming from 21 down. Texas that year, you shut out Texas 16-0. And that lasted for a long time as the last time the Longhorns were shut out.
Yeah, that was a big game. It was rainy and kind of nasty. And they, you know, Texas back then, they were very simple defensively. They line up and just say, we're better than you.
Mm.
And we're going to play this man in the secondary, and we're going to play one base defense. I might move a linebacker down to the line or something, but very basic. And, you know, after the first quarter, it was 0-0, I think, at the time, and we just are talking on the sideline. We're better than these guys. We know we're better than these guys, and we should be ahead.
Mm.
And then Dennis breaks a long run, and we dominated the game. Cedric made a big interception down on the goal line. Final score was 16-0, but we wore them out.
Yeah.
You know, it was very similar to the Arkansas game that we won 45-7. We beat Texas that bad, too.
Wow.
But the score didn't reflect it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Great win.
That's the way I remember it, but you know how that is.
Nobody's arguing with you. It's a great way to remember it 45 years later, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How about this good question for you, Jay Jeffrey with us, former Baylor quarterback, headed into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. When you were playing here during your playing days, who would you have considered your Baylor's biggest rival?
Texas.
Okay.
It would have been Texas. And then it became SMU. Mm. It kind of happened. But that's who I would,
yeah,
I would say.
You don't mention A&M in there.
I don't. We wore A&M out when I was there. So
well, Walter's story is he never lost to A&M.
That's right.
In 4 years.
That's right. That's exactly right. And but you know, they were obviously great. But I remember we went down and played A&M in that 80 season, and it was just torrential downpour. You couldn't even see the field. I could not see the secondary at some point. And but we won that game bad. I don't remember, it was 45-something.
Yeah.
But we had a good run against A&M.
Crushed them. What I remember about that, I was working at Channel 10 at the time, and Roy Cook, our beloved weatherman, had said, you know, pretty distinctly, no, it's not going to rain. Not going to have any rain down there. And it was a monsoon that day.
Yeah. Well, they, on one play, when it was raining so hard, they send a play in with me. It's a pass. And I can't even see the secondary, so I don't know who I'm going to be reading. And so we break the huddle, and I tell Raymond Cockrell, said, you run 10 yards and you curl, and I'm throwing it to you.
Yeah.
And he did. And I got the snap. The ball hit me in the chest because it went through my hands. It's raining so hard you could not see. And so I dropped straight back and was looking him off, and I turned and threw it to Raymond, and he caught it and picked up about 10 yards. And that kind of propelled us. And at that point, we really did. But it's amazing. In the second half, it kind of cleared up.
Yeah.
But it was a good day.
That's true. A very good day. By the end of the day, end of the game, it was sunny down there.
Yeah, that's right.
A monsoon earlier. And then to get to the Cotton Bowl, what a great accomplishment. And that's one thing I don't think people today can really appreciate, getting to the Cotton Bowl as Southwest Conference champs.
Absolutely. Is an amazing thing. And when you think about it, the Cotton Bowl was one of the four major bowls.
Yeah.
And so many national championships were played there. So getting to the Cotton Bowl was a big, big deal. And it was a huge honor for, you know, to think in having not won a conference championship in 50 years and then winning two in a matter of six. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, very cool. You played for Coach Taft, of course, and Cotton Davidson was your position coach. Don't we all just love and revere Cotton Davidson?
Cotton Davidson was amazing because he taught you the game.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing about Cotton is he would call plays, literally draw them up, in the dirt. Of course, he was up in the box, but he would send the players in and say, call a play, and he said, Jay, I want you to look backside to Mike on a post. He would just say that. And so I'd say, Mike, you got to run a post. And he'd run a post, and I'd hit him for a touchdown.
That was the
because
play.
Cotton saw it. You yeah. know, that wasn't the route. We'd yeah. call a play, and then he'd have Mike run a post. So Cotton, but Cotton taught us how to read secondaries, how to do it. So I, great coaches.
In yeah, there. Great. And with Coach Taff, I know you're a man of great faith, and you share that with Coach Taff. And I know there's been a great relationship through the years.
Absolutely. There is a great relationship with Grant Taff, and I love him dearly. And he has a great relationship with my brother Neil as yeah. well. And he had a great relationship with my father, who was mm-hmm. president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and kind of knew Coach Taff before he was even coaching here at Baylor. And so it's been a great relationship, but there's few people on this planet that I respect more than Grant Taff.
Very nice. So what does this mean to you? Can you put into words being selected to the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame?
Well, it's a complete shocker. Walter Abercrombie actually called me, and Walter's one of my close friends, and we talked for about 30 minutes and finally said, Jay, you need to stop talking for a second. And I got something I need to tell you, but it was something I never expected. So it's an honor of a lifetime. And I felt the same way when I went into the Baylor Hall of Fame. I did not expect it. So it's an honor. And I'm so proud that the 1980 championship team and the guys that I played for and Grant Taff, is just such a special group of guys. And so I think it's a great thing. And I think it's an honor for our entire team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, very deserving. Congratulations to you. Very happy for you. And appreciate the visit. It's very nice to see you.
It's great to see you, John. Blessings.
Thanks. You too. So the induction luncheon comes up on August 5th. It is at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco. They have tickets available now, 756. Let me get this right. 756-1633 or tshof.org/SWC. August 5th, beginning at noon, table sponsorships, other sponsorships, and individual seats are available. It's a great class, Jay, that includes U.S. Reed, Arkansas basketball, Jay and Neil Jeffrey from Baylor, Margaret Kitchen Redfern, tennis player from the University of Houston, Wendy Wood Yang, tennis player from Rice, Ryan Berube from SMU, a swimmer, Kirk Dressendorfer, remember him, a pitcher for the University of Texas. John Thornton from Texas A&M, basketball player, coach, now radio broadcaster. Jamie Dixon from TCU, played at TCU. Now he's the head basketball coach there. And Lloyd Hill, the great receiver for Texas Tech. That's the class. You're in some pretty good company there.
Pretty good company, and I do think it's fair, and I want to make sure that I say that it's – the greatest honor is that I get to go in with my brother Neil.
Yeah.
Because Neil's my hero. And so he is a special guy, and there's nothing but good things about Neil Jeffrey, both in Baylor, in his life, in his ministry, and what he does. So that is the honor of a lifetime.
That's cool. And I would say the exact same about you, too. So very deserving for both you guys. Great to see you. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
Jay Jeffrey headed into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame August 5th. Put it on your calendar. Take a break. Back with more in just a moment. We'll continue here on ESPN Central Texas. We are brought to you in part by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Uninvited guests bugging you at home or your business? Pests can be more than just a nuisance. They can be a real problem. iPest Solutions offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. iPest Solutions are your local experts in pest control. From residential to commercial spaces, iPest tackles it all. Whether it's ants marching in your kitchen, spiders spinning webs, or rodents sneaking around, iPest has the solution. They even specialize in termite control with eco-friendly, state-of-the-art solutions like Citricon to eliminate colonies. iPest Solutions trained professionals focus on environmentally sound methods of pest control. And the best part? iPest strives for 100% customer satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. Don't let pests take over your life. It's time to reclaim your space. Visit iPestPros.com to learn more and schedule your free inspection now. iPest Solutions, serving all of Central Texas, including Waco, Hewitt, China Spring, and surrounding cities.
In January of 2024, at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Hewlett-Packard CEO Enrique Lores said, "We have seen malware embedded in printer cartridges that can infect your network. That is just one example of several UBO Business Services can address within your office to help save your important business data. Remember, it will not cost you a dime to call, but it could cost you thousands if you don't. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
Introducing new happy hour prices at the Brazos Landing. Each day, Tuesday through Friday, 3 till 6, enjoy half-price appetizers, including their popular Gator Tenders, Armadillo Eggs, and Akaushi Beef Meatballs. Draft beers are $5, bottled beers $3, and select glasses of wine are $5. Where I-35 and the Brazos River meet, the Brazos Landing, Waco. Learn more at thebrazoslanding.com.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at barnettcontracting.com.
Yeehaw! It's the Clifton Chamber of Commerce award-winning 74th Annual Rodeo on Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th, produced by Rockin' Bar and Hot Brand Rodeo. It's fun for the whole family, with the carnival kicking off Thursday, June 5th through Saturday night. Rodeo tickets are $10 adults and $5 kids 12 and under. Sit back and watch cowgirls barrel race, cowboys rope ride, and get bucked off broncos and bulls. And don't forget mutton busting for the young ones. For more info, call 254-675-3720 or email office at CliftonTexas.org.
Back with us. Great to visit with Jay Jeffrey, former Baylor quarterback. What a great guy. When it was announced first that these two were going into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame, I sort of reposted that, and I said, congratulations to both Neil and Jay. Great quarterbacks, even better men. And that is the case for both those guys. So tremendous honor for them, very deserving, the great representatives of Baylor and Baylor football, and great to visit with Jay today. We are brought to you in part by Alliance Bank, Alliance Bank Central Texas. Two locations in Waco, one in Temple, and one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank Central Texas. We're also brought to you by iPest Solutions, new to the station, new to the 2 p.m. hour. They're in Hewitt, 220 West Warren Street is where they're located. You can find them on the web at iPestPros.com or give them a call at 254-855-6647 for iPest Solutions. They are coming to our house tomorrow morning. I've told you we've got a carpenter ants problem and can't wait to get them there. We need them there. So really looking forward to their visit to our house and see what they recommend tomorrow morning. They do residential and commercial spaces. iPest Solutions tackles it all. Ants, spiders, rodents, termite control. They do it all, and the best part is they strive for 100% satisfaction. That is their guarantee to you. We're going to try them out. They're going to be at our house tomorrow morning, Friday morning. Get them to yours, house or business as well, iPestPros.com, or give them a call at 254-855-6647 for iPest Solutions. All right, take a break. When we come back, we'll look ahead. We'll share some birthdays with you. More to come in the 2 o'clock hour. We are glad you are with us on this fifth day of June. We'll take a break and be right back in the Alan Samuel Studios right after this.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at D'AmoreFineJewelers.com.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100-plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Swing and a miss! Strike three! Rocket fans, your Rockets are the state champions!
Congratulations to the 2025 Robinson Rockets High School Softball State Champions.
Congratulations from Greg Mahon,
Advanced House Leveling and Foundation Repair,
Champions Barber and Beauty Academy,
Farm Tires Direct,
Genco Federal Credit Union,
Greater Robinson Chamber of Commerce,
K4 Construction,
Robinson Drive Animal Hospital,
Rocket Cafe,
Stonewood Dental,
Total Office Solutions,
Toe King of Waco,
Triple S Sports,
Witt Financial.
Congratulations, Robinson Rockets Softball, on being state champions.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Alan Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Yeehaw! It's the Clifton Chamber of Commerce award-winning 74th Annual Rodeo on Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th, produced by Rockin' Bar M Hot Brand Rodeo. It's fun for the whole family, with the carnival kicking off Thursday, June 5th through Saturday night. Rodeo tickets are $10 adults and $5 kids 12 and under. Sit back and watch cowgirls barrel race, cowboys rope ride, and get bucked off broncos and bulls. And don't forget mutton busting for the young ones. For more info, call 254-675-3720 or email office at CliftonTexas.org.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on a Thursday. We're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. You can get her on the phone at 254-495-0338. Better yet, just go to her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, and all her new listings are there. Amanda, born and raised in Waco, she knows this market. Whether you're buying or selling, she can help you out. That is Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. All right, let's share some birthdays with you today. It is Kim Singletary's birthday today, better half of one Mike Singletary. Mike's name came up visiting with Jay Jeffrey. But happy birthday to Kim Singletary. It's Ahmad Jenkins' birthday today, former Baylor defensive back. It's Royce O'Neal's birthday today.
Buckets.
Buckets O'Neal. I know. Isn't he such a fan favorite, today?
And what he's been able to accomplish at the NBA is incredible. You know, he was obviously an incredible player even in his time at Baylor. But, man, he's just found his spot in the NBA. It's a valuable spot. Teams really, prioritize it, and he's having a great career. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, fun to see. Works really hard.
100%.
Nobody, very, very fun to see.
I don't think anybody outside of the program and him and his family and friends expected him to be in the NBA, much less like a decade-long veteran. It's just incredible what he's been able to do with his career.
Pretty cool. Royce Buckets O'Neal, his birthday today. Larry Brown's birthday. Larry has been here as an assistant coach. He's been a lot of places as an assistant or head coach. Happy birthday to Coach Larry Brown. It's Carter Pirtle's birthday today, the patriarch of the Pirtle gang, two of whom work in Baylor Athletics, Colin and Krista. So happy birthday to Mr. Carter Pirtle today. Todd Naif with the Waco Tribune Herald. Happy birthday to Todd. It's Claude Bruce's birthday today. Claude, former Baylor football player. He's the one who lives in Charleston, South Carolina. So you know my story of going there for a tournament and we run into Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah. So the connection, one of the connections between he and us, he and Baylor, was Claude Bruce. Claude Bruce was the golf pro there at the country club in Charleston, South Carolina. That interview with Bill Murray, he says, yeah, Claude Bruce told me not to talk to you, but I'm going to do it anyway. So that's Claude Bruce.
Nice.
Very cool. Happy birthday to him across the miles. And Pat Magid's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Pat. All right, that's my list. Aaron, who do you have on your birthday list?
Quick note on one of yours. We were talking about Royce O'Neal. And
yep.
I didn't realize until just a few minutes ago that he grew up in Killeen and went to Harker Heights, or grew up in Harker Heights and went to Harker Heights High School.
That's right, Harker Heights.
I'd completely forgotten that. So not only is he a great former Baylor player, he's a great former Syntex player.
Left here and went to Denver, I think.
Denver,
played
right.
At Denver first and then came back to Baylor.
Yep. So happy birthday again to Royce O'Neal from Harker Heights High School. Mm. Also happy birthday to Torrey Holt. Should be in the Hall of Fame. 7-time Pro Bowler. Super Bowl champion in 2000, twice led the NFL in receiving yards. He is 49. Peter Wentz, the lead singer of Fall Out Boy, is 46. Mark Wahlberg, Mr. Personality, is 54. I'm not a hater on him, but he does play the same guy, and it's always Mark Wahlberg. You know, like that's his acting.
It's him.
Yes. He plays himself, but he's made a great career out of it. Happy birthday to Mark Wahlberg, 54 years young. Ron Livingston, star of Office Space, was also in Band of Brothers. And if you haven't seen Band of Brothers, please watch it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most incredible things ever put on film. I don't know how else to describe it. It's amazing. It's one of the best things, like I said, ever filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Not just miniseries, but ever. And he was one of the stars of that. Happy birthday to Ron Livingston. He is 58. Last but not least, happy birthday to Patriots owner Robert Kraft. He is 84 years young.
Nice. Very good. All right, good birthday list. Happy birthday on the 5th of June to all those folks. All right, reminder again, the NBA Finals begin tonight. It's the Thunder versus the Pacers. Adam Flagler of Baylor, backup guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ray J. Dennis, guard for the Pacers. So those guys, watch for them this evening. And it is game one, best of seven, NBA Finals that begins this evening on ESPN? No, on ABC.
ABC, yeah.
Yeah, ABC. Because on ESPN, it's game two of the Women's College World Series.
Time for Texas Tech to even up the series.
There you go, Tech. There goes Ward walking
quietly,
by.
Yeah,
I thought
Ward
we'd
watched.
See guns up.
There it is.
There it is. Down 1-0.
I got a lot of very not nice text and Facebook tags after the game last night.
Oh, you did?
Put it there. Yeah, so I need Tech to win tonight and tomorrow.
All right. So Tech needs to win tonight or the season is over. Texas winning game one last night. 2-1 was the final score. They're up 1-0 in the best of three series. It is 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN for game two of the Women's College World Series. Texas versus Texas Tech comes up tonight. Aaron, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Folks, thanks to Jay Jeffrey for coming in to visit with us.
A little breaking news before we go. Adam,
hold on.
Very rarely hit the news sounder on your show.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Aaron Rodgers, according to Adam Schefter and multiple other reports, is going to sign with Pittsburgh before mini camps start next week, which if you listen to this or any of the shows on the station, I've been saying for months. So I'm not trying to pat my own back, but it was pretty obvious what was happening, that he had talked to Tomlin, told him when he would be in. Tomlin was comfortable with that, but wasn't going to share it with reporters. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So he'll be there next week. All the gnashing of teeth, and it's exactly what the most obvious answer all along was. He had stuff to do, told Tomlin about it, and told him when he'd be there, and Tomlin was fine with it.
There you go. All right, breaking news here in the 2 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. Stretch is coming up next. Thanks again to Jay Jeffrey, who was on with us. Aaron will have that up shortly. On the web at syntechsportsfan.com or on social media at 1660 ESPN. You can find that interview and all the local shows and interviews available there every day. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. Stretch is coming up next.
And this ball game belongs to the Baylor Bears.